Chanting and holding signs, protesters condemned police violence against black people and called on white people to acknowledge their privilege and end systemic racism. A multiracial crowd of about 70 had gathered by mid-afternoon. One of the leaders, 24-year-old Monique Ogechi Onoha, says the group wants to build the community up.
Especially the black community, we want to buy properties, we want to buy homes, we want to teach the youth that they can do more than just sports and music. We want to educate them on how to change policy.
New Bedford Police Chief Joseph Cordero says he agrees with the message.
So I'm really proud of everybody that's been out here for the last 4 days, and especially our younger people have been really impressive, how they've been so orally civil and a really great way of having their voice heard.
Some have called attention to the fatal police shooting of Malcolm Gracia in 2012. That was before Cordero became chief, and he didn't want to talk about it on Wednesday. Organizers say they'll be at the corner of County and Union Streets every day, indefinitely. For WCAI, I'm Jeanette Barnes.